And now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment in which we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's Viewpoint section. This weekend's Unite the Right rally in Washington, D.C. drew more counter-protesters than white supremacists. It came a year after the deadly rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. So what have we learned in the years since that event? With me for his weekly appearance to talk about that is Phil Boas, editorial page editor of the Arizona Republic. And Phil, let me put that question to you. What did we learn from last year's rally in Charlottesville leading up to this past weekend?
I think one of the great lessons was that it was absolutely shocking to see a torchlight parade in an American city that was celebrating the Nazis. I mean, that's outrageous to happen in America, and it needs to be spoken and said. And we had a new president at the time who isn't very articulate and very good at saying those kinds of things, and it had to be said by others. It should have been said by him, among others. So that the big lesson was that's out there. It's intolerable. How big is it? That's a good question. I think we got an answer this past weekend.
Yeah. Do you think the fact that this year's rally was noticeably smaller than last year's says anything?
I mean, there really wasn't a rally. I mean, they were anticipating hundreds of people, neo-Nazi types, to be showing up in Washington, D.C. They got under 40. And so you had counter-protesters there that were looking around for people to protest against. The whole thing just fizzled. And it sort of proved that, you know, the Nazis, neo-Nazis, neo-Confederates understand that if you show up for a rally and you get your face on national television, that you're probably harming your chances for employment for the rest of your life. It's a dumb thing to do.
Do you think, though, that this means that there are fewer of those people, or just that maybe they're going underground or just not willing to show themselves in big rallies in public?
You know what? I think they've always been there. You always have these fringe movements, but they are that. They are fringe. And the internet allows you to mass people together of like-minded ideas and things. And some of them are really fevered sort of ideas. And it can make it seem like there's a lot more than there are. But I don't think their numbers are that serious. We do see hate crimes in America, but they're very small in comparison to other violent crimes that happen. It's a fraction of the crime that's committed in this country.
Well, you mentioned hate crimes, and the op-ed that you published talks about that and how there have been more incidents of violence and crimes against African Americans, mm-hmm. against Hispanics, anti-Semitism, things like that. Do you conflate the two, that you have these rallies and these white nationalists and white supremacists holding rallies, and then you also have in places like Phoenix and the Valley these increased incidents of hate crimes?
It's hard to know what is happening in our society. Everything is so fluid. It feels like we're kind of at a moment where politics are changing, and so there's a lot of experimentation going on, a lot of things, and some old demons are coming out, and so we're seeing more of those than we have seen maybe in the last 25, 30 years. But I still think they're marginal, and I don't think they have much staying power. And I think Charlottesville proved that. There was nobody in Charlottesville representing the Nazis or the neo-Confederates this past weekend. And there were, you know, maybe a dozen or so who showed up in Washington, D.C.
So given that, do you think that it's right, or do you think maybe it's wrong to think that this movement is maybe not on its way out, but going maybe back underground?
I think you always stay vigilant. It has to be knocked down when it raises its head. It's whack-a-mole, okay? And you never tolerate it when you see it. It's toxic and poison, and in a multicultural society like our own, you cannot accept it. So it's going to be there. We're going to have to deal with it. It probably never ends, but you know, we have to make sure it never becomes any kind of large movement.
Does it seem as though the way that people are trying to deal with this and sort of fight back against it has changed?
Well, that actually is a problem, because you have a group of street thugs that calls themselves Antifa.
Okay? The anti-fascist movement.
They call themselves anti-fascist. And I think there was this misunderstanding of who they were, that they were like these Berkeley Marxists who were reading Das Kapital for the first time. And they're not really that. They're street thugs. They usually have a lot of tattoos and a lot of convictions on their record. When they get arrested, you see who they really are. And they're just using the neo-Nazis as kind of an excuse to play out their own antisocial fantasies. So they're not good people either. They think they ought to take the law into their own hands. They were going up against the police, calling the police names and things, swearing at them. They also don't like the media. So they're anti-media as well.
Are we hearing what we need to hear from elected leaders in this country about this issue?
I think so. I think there's broad condemnation. We have a president who's not very good with words and is really awkward, doesn't understand history. And so he's not a good person to carry this message, but plenty of other people have carried the message, both right and left. Everybody understands that the neo-Nazis need to be condemned the moment we see them.
All right. That's Phil Boas, editorial page editor for the Arizona Republic. Phil, thanks as always.
Thank you.